We've heard these words so many times that we probably haven't thought about the great controversy that first happened when these words were uttered for the very first time. Dirshu Hashem b'matzel, k'ra'u b'yoso karov. Just read it in Haftarah. What could possibly be controversial? What a beautiful nevuah of Yishayahu HaNavi. Seek out Hashem when He's close and call out to Him, b'yoso karov. Gevaldik, wonderful. Who could ever question such a nevuah? So the Gemara in the end of the fourth parak, Masechet Yevamos, tells us that many people questioned the nevuah. People turned around to Yeshayahu HaNavi when he mentioned that nevuah, and he said, "Wait a second, it's not true. It's against the pasuk in Chumash." The pasuk in Chumash says, "Umik Hashem Elocheinu b'chol kareinu elav." The pasuk in Parshas Vayeshanan says that Hashem listens to Klal Yisrael all the time, no matter what. There is no time, there is no set time when a Kadosh Baruch Hu listens. So they accused Yeshayahu HaNavi and say, "How dare you limit a Kadosh Baruch Hu's willing to listen to us? You're not saying, Dear Shoshem b'imotzo." The implication is that a Kadosh Baruch Hu only listens to us sometimes. Kerubi also karov. He's only close to us sometimes. What do you mean he's only close to us sometimes? Mik Hashem lochet b'chol kareinu elav. No matter when we turn to Him, He always listens to us. So what's the answer? So the Gemara explains that the answer is depends. That pasuk in Parshas Vayeshanan is talking about a tzibur. A tzibur in Klal Yisrael calls out to Kadosh Baruch Hu as a unit, is united together as a tzibur. Then they have a haftacha, then they have a promise from a Kadosh Baruch Hu that Hashem Elokeinu b'chol kareinu elav. Kadosh Baruch Hu is so close to the tzibur of Klal Yisrael, it doesn't matter whether you're davening to the Ribbono Shel Olam during a Seder Mechuvah, whether you're davening in the middle of July, whether you're davening in the middle of January, it doesn't matter when you're davening to the Ribbono Shel Olam, as a tzibur b'chol kareinu elav. That you promised. As a yochid, as each individual, there's no such promise. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't promise He's going to listen to all your tefillahs. He's going to address all your tefillahs. Dirshu Hashem b'matzel k'ra'u b'yoso karov. There's a set time when a Kadosh Baruch Hu is available to hear out the tefillahs of the Yachid also. Doesn't mean He doesn't listen the rest of the year at all, but you don't have haftacha. There's no promise the rest of the year. When is it? B'yoso karov. So the Chazal tells us we have a tradition. Eilu asay yom shebein Rosh Hashanah liyom kippurim. The time of the Aseret Metshuva. So in effect, in a halachic sense, what the Aseret Metshuva have is that they have the ability for each yachid to be on the same level as what would otherwise need a tzibur. The rest of the year, as a yachid, maybe and maybe no. As a tzibur, absolutely. But during the Seder Mechuva, so a person can go at it even as a yachid. It doesn't mean it pays to go as a tzibur also, because if you go to tzibur, then you have two haftachas working, if you have two things in your pocket. But technically speaking, a person can go as a yachid during the Seder Mechuva, and he's also promised, Dir Shoshem b'matzok rubi osokarov. It's not surprising because there is a certain degree of an equation between a tzibur all year long and a yachid during a Aseret Metshuva, that the same mechanisms that we use, that we invoke during a Aseret Metshuva for each and every one of us are invoked by the tzibur as well at particular times of the year, and particular times when the tzibur calls out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a tiny tzibur. It's very name, it's very definition. It means that the tzibur is coming together to be a tzara. So when Klal Yisrael calls out to Kadosh Baruch Hu, the on Tanis Esther, different times when a tzibur calls out to Kadosh Baruch Hu, but there is tzibur. So if you look carefully, we're almost mimicking the principles of Aseret Metshuva. There are so many similarities between what we do during Aseret Metshuva, what the tzibur does on a Tanis tzibur. So in fact, today is the day when you have a combination of both, when it's Aseret Metshuva and it's also a Tanis tzibur. So it mamash has both kiyumim, it's yachid and tzibur rolled into one. If you look, even in the davening itself, you start to see a little bit certain similarities. The saying of Avinu Malkeinu, other things that seem to point in a direction, that there's some kind of a connection. The saying of Slichos, Avinu Malkeinu, things that seem to point in a direction that Aseret Metshuva and Tainus Tibor have very, very much in common. So the three, perhaps the three most important aspects that Aseret Metshuva and Tainus Tibor have in common is the throwback to the davening on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur as well. Of tshuva, tefila, tzedakah, mavirnas, ra'ah, gezeira. When we're dealing during the Aseret Metshuva, so we realize that it's a time of gezeiras. It's a time when HaKadosh Baruch was making certain decrees. It's a time when HaKadosh Baruch was kosev and choseim. So we get very, very nervous, rightfully so. And we're trying to invoke whatever we can to work that gezeira in our favor. And we go back to the three basic pillars of tshuva, tefila, tzedakah, mavirnas, ra'ah, gezeira. And the same is true at a time of a tainus tzibur. A tainus tzibur is also a certain sense of time of gezeiras. It's a gezeiras that we see that there are things that are happening to us. It depends which kind of tainus tzibur we're talking about. There are different kinds of tainus tzibors. There are some tainus tzibors which are instituted when the gezeiras are mamash happening. That means we see there's a war, there's a famine, there's a drought, something which is happening mamash in front of our very eyes. all of Maseches Tainis, lack of rain, which is affecting the Tzibor. So it's a time of Gezeiros. It's a time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is clearly judging the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu clearly is making decisions about what to do. And we have to respond in kind with Tshuva Tefillah Tzedakah Mavirnas Ra'a Gezeira. Then you have the other kind of Tainis Tzibor, which we're more familiar with. We're not so familiar with the idea of a Tainis Tzibor, the old style Tainis Tzibor of Maseches Tainis. We're much more familiar with the Tainis Tzibor of Tzom Gedalia, Vasar Betavis, Tishra Shemos Betamas. These are also Tainis Tzibors, as the Rambam points out, the end of Hilchos Tainis, even though there's nothing bad per se the second happening, but bad things happen at this time. It means you see that this is the time that's Mesugal. We believe that things don't happen coincidentally in the calendar. So if bad things happened on Tisha B'Av, that shows that Tisha B'Av is the time and the Kadosh Baruch Hu can potentially bring more bad things. If bad things happen in Shavuos and Matamos, in these days, these are days which have a history, which are written with such tzaras of Klal Yisrael for so many times in our history, tzaras have happened. So we have pacha during these days. It's like there's a drought. It's like there's a war. Like there's a famine. Even though there isn't really, but you never know. These are days where potentially dvarim raim can more easily occur. That's in fact what some say. Also the same idea. Some say the reason for fasting on the yahrzeit is also a similar kind of idea. If you see that something happened on this day in this family, you see that there was some kind of a din on the family in this time. So that shows that maybe something in Shemayim has to be rectified on this day. So that's one of the reasons for the fasting on the yahrzeit. Again. So we find that the tshuva tefillah tzedakah that we are familiar with during Aseres Yemei Tshuva plays out on a Titus Tzibur as well. Titus Tzibur is for sure a time of tshuva. There's no question about that. The sugyas in Maseches Tainis describe what the Seder HaYom of a Titus Tzibur was. So it wasn't just fasting. It was that they would spend time trying to figure out what's wrong in town. They would do tshuva tzibur. It's a time of Titus Tzibur. It's a tshuva tzibur. They would try to figure out what tikkunim can we make in the community. The Gemara says they would sit around for hours and hours on a Titus Tzibur and try to figure out what can we possibly do to correct ourselves. So tshuva is clearly an integral part of Titus Tzibur. Tefillah is obviously also an integral part of a Titus Tzibur. There are special tefillahs, the Avinu Malkeinu and the Anenus, and in the olden days, the 24 brachas, and there was a whole added dimension of tefillah on a Titus Tzibur. And tzedakah is also a main part of a Titus Tzibur. When brachas said that one of the main parts of the schar, the main reward that you get for a Titus Tzibur is the tzedakah that you give. That's where many have a minig, that they try to make a calculation how much meals would it cost them on a regular day. So you make a cheshbon, how much would your food cost? So if you're, go for pizza for lunch, grab a bagel in the breakfast, pasta throw, whatever it is. So you make a cheshbon. So today you didn't eat, everybody fasted today. So everybody saved a few dollars today. So the post came right that the proper minig is, whatever, a couple of dollars, a couple of pennies that you saved on food today, you should really give Bataris Tzedakah. That's to fulfill the din of Tshuva Tzilim Tzedakah as a kiyum of Titus Tzibur. So we find that those are the three magic terms that we invoke. We invoke whenever there's a Shasa Gezeira, whenever there's a potential for a Gezeira, either the Gezeira of Aseres Yemei Tshuva or the Gezeiras of Titus Tzibur, the only way that we respond is Tshuva Tefillah Tzedakah Mavirnas Ra'a Gezeira. So clearly the mitzvah sayom is to talk about these three things, Tshuva Tefillah Tzedakah, what exactly these three things mean, what exactly is the unique aspect of these three things, particularly at the time of the year that we're holding in right now. So the emphasis is that tshuva is something that can occur all the time. There's a mitzvah of tshuva all year long. A person is chayte, so a person is mechuv to be chayte with tshuva immediately. It's like any other mitzvah in the Torah. It's a mitzvah. It's not as my grama. It's bayom, bemayom, bemalayla. It's for men, for women. There's a mitzvah deraisa called the mitzvah of tshuva. How do you perform the mitzvah with tshuva, with vida? It's very holomdus, but tachas, the bottom line is tshuva is a mitzvah that applies the whole year. Tefillah. We only daven during Aseres Yemei Tshuva. We daven all year long. Tzedakah, I mean, maybe we give a little more tzedakah during this time of year. So lemaisa, we have a tzedakah campaigns the rest of the year also. So tshuva, tefillah, tzedakah, on the one hand, are things that we associate with very, very specific times in the calendar. Aseres Yemei Tshuva, Titus Tzibur, Eis Tzaras, things of that nature. On the other hand, they are things that are relevant for the rest of the year. It's not lamashal like Tkiyah Shofar. Tkiyah Shofar is only something you do in Rosh Hashanah. I'm sorry, minute you blow an elbow, but it's not a din. You don't blow shofar in the middle of the year. Certain things are only shy after that time of the year. You only eat matzah in Pesach. You only sit in the sukkah and sukkahs. Those mitzvahs only apply to certain times of the year. And then you have the mitzvahs of tshuva, tefillah, tzedakah that apply all year long, but there's clearly a greater concentration on those aspects and those mitzvahs dafka this time of year. So how do we understand the world of Lomdus, the world of Halacha, how do we understand this phenomena that on the one hand there's a mitzvah tshuva all year long, And yet, on the other hand, we speak about these days of being a Aseres Yemei Tshuva. On the one hand, there's a mitzvah of tefillah all year long, and yet we speak about the added dimension of tefillah of these days. On the one hand, there's a mitzvah of tzedakah all year long, and yet there's an extra kiyum of tzedakah dafka this time. How do we understand what this is all about? So the Rambam has a comment in Hilchos Teshuva when he paraphrases the Gemara Maseches Rosh Hashanah, when the Gemara explains to us that that's Gimel Svarim Niftachim in Rosh Hashanah. The Kadosh Baruch Hu opens up three books in Rosh Hashanah, obviously figuratively. He opens up the Sifrei HaTzadikim, the Sifrei HaRishayim, the Sifrei HaBeinanim. So the Sifrei HaTzadikim, someone who's a real tzaddik, so the Gemara says, for that person, they don't even really need Aseres Yemei Tshuva and Yom Kippur. It's nice to chop around a little more Tshuva Tefil Tzedakah, but they don't really need it. They're Nechtavim V'Nechtavim L'Yalta L'Chaim Tov M'Shalom. That's the bracha that they get. It's the Alta. The Alta means Mamash immediately. That's why many people give that bracha. I think we give, that's the minhag here. At least I give the bracha to everybody who lines up. So some people probably wonder, what's the rabbi Hakan Chaynik with the Alta story? Why doesn't he just say, L'Shana Tov T'Kosav Z'Chosem? So some are mocked, but to add on that phrase, L'Alta L'Chaim Tov M'Shalom, because you want to emphasize the fact that I view you as a tzaddik. You're coming to stand in front of me in Rosh Hashanah, so I'm going to give you a bracha. I want to show you that I really think you're a chashuv person. So I give you a bracha. You should be a tzaddik. You should be nigzah tomorrow. L'alkel chamed. It's not enough just to say l'shana tova, you know, and call it a day. Everyone can have a shana tova. I want it to be l'alkel chamed tova mashalom. It should be immediate. It should be right away. You shouldn't even need a seres mitzvah. You don't even need Yom Kippur. We'll give you money back on your seats if you could prove to me that you were a tzaddik gom. You don't need Yom Kippur. So we'll give you a pass on your seats this year on Yom Kippur. You can prove it, I'll guarantee you the money. Okay, so everybody said. So, but we have to view everybody else as tzaddikim. On the other hand, the Gemara says, if guys, mamsha, Russia, Marusha, Russia, Gomor, Yom Kippur's not going to help too much either for the Russia, Gomor. So who's Yom Kippur for? So what are we doing here this whole week for? What are we playing out the whole Sesame Chu for? For who? So the Gemara says, for all the Bain and him, for all the people who are right smack in the middle. So the Rambam writes, don't think there's only one or two people like that. The Rambam writes, everyone has to view themselves as a Beni. Beni doesn't mean that, you know, there's exactly, I did 4,769 mitzvahs and 4,769 various, I'm even Stephen, and for me, I need a sesame shuva. The Rambam writes, we know, no, only a Kadosh Baruch Hu knows how many mitzvahs are worthwhile and what various are worthwhile. We have to view everybody else, Dan Lechav Schus, everyone else that's tzaddik, but klapei ourselves, we have to always view ourselves as Bein and him. So we're plotting for a sesame shuva. We need a sesame shuva. So for us, every minute counts, every mitzvah counts during a sesame shuva. So, l'chora, all you have to do during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva is really a simple cheshbon. Just get yourself out of being a Beinoni. The Gemara says that as long as by the time Yom Kippur rolls around, if you've passed over from being a Beinoni and you're back to the Tzaddikim camp, then you're home free. So, if you really knew what was going on in Shemayim, you would just look at the numbers and say, okay, so the Rebbe Shalom just said, I'm even Stephen, right? Exactly even, whatever that means. I'll do one more mitzvah during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva and call it a week. I said, I put on film this morning. Two mitzvahs. Chop around two. I said, Kriya Shema today. Come on, I'm way overboard. I didn't speak any Lashon Hara. Is there anything wrong today? I'm good to go. I go back to sleep till after Yom Kippur. So the Rambam writes not that way. The Rambam writes that if a person goes through the Aseres Yemei Tshuva for lo chazer b'tshuva, and he doesn't do tshuva during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, so the Rambam writes that he lost it. Then he mamash blew it, and then who knows what'll happen to him. So all the Acharonim asking the Rambam, why does the Rambam say you have to do tshuva during a Aseres Yemei Tshuva? If the whole point is to get out of being a Beinoni, I can do it with any other mitzvah. Why do I need dafka tshuva? Why is there a din of Aseres Yemei Tshuva? It should be Aseres Yemei Mitzvah. I should pick one mitzvah extra to do during a Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Keep clear of Averis, and I'm home free. So why the emphasis on tshuva? What does the Rambam say that if a Beinoni kumped the whole week of Aseres Yemei Tshuva, l'chaz Yemei Tshuva, it's garnished to help, and nothing's going to help? So it's said over from Rabbi Tzalem, Petterberg, the Talmud from Yisrael Salanta. So he said that the Rambam is saying is something very profound. What the Rambam is telling us is, as he said before, the Rambam writes in the Chashuva, only a Kadosh Baruch Hu knows the value of mitzvahs versus aveiros. I have no idea. In this Beis in Shamata, we have no way of assessing what the significance of any given mitzvah or aveira is. Says Rabbi Tzalem, not being chayzi b'tshuva during a Aseres Yemei Tshuva is so profound a chait, there is nothing in the world you could do to offset that chait. You can learn all the daven gemara in the world. You can do all the chesed in the world. You can daven for a longish man esrei. But if a person didn't take out the opportunity, take out the time during Aseres Yemei Tshuva to try to be chayzi b'tshuva, so how could you possibly offset such a chait? You know why? all year long, Zakir Mitzvah, if I'm not Chayz B'Tshuva, it's like any other mitzvah. I didn't put on tefillah. Terrible, I didn't put on tefillah. It's a terrible thing. Not me. Terrible thing, but it's a mitzvah essay. So it's one mitzvah essay. No, I'm making up with another mitzvah essay. If you're not Chayz B'Tshuva all year long, no. It's a bitul mitzvah essay. But if you're not Chayz B'Tshuva during the Chayz B'Tshuva, you know what that means? It's a bizoyim to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Dirshu Hashem B'Motzah, Kadosh Baruch Hu standing here and offering you the opportunity. Take this gift. I mean, the king's handing you a gift, and I throw the gift back at the king. That bizoyim amelech, that lack of gratitude to the Ribbono Shel Olam for the gift of tshuva, that doesn't apply all year long. All year long, tshuva's like any other mitzvah. I do it, I don't do it, and life goes on. Hashem B'Tshuva, tshuva. I can't go on. If you didn't take the opportunity to be Chayz B'Tshuva, there's nothing to talk about. It's over. You can do all the mitzvahs. You can learn 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, the whole Seder B'Tshuva, but you didn't be Chayz B'Tshuva. There's nothing you could possibly do to offset the lack of Chazara B'Tshuva. Wow, so now when we hear Tshuva, Tefillah Tzedakah B'Avinu Shel Olam Gzeira, Tshuva is the name of the game because it has that added dimension. It's a lack of Kavod HaMelech, and nothing can take away from the lack of Kavod HaMelech, the lack of appreciation of the gift of the Melech, not to be Chayz B'Tshuva during this time of year. So Tshuva is true all year long. It's true, but during the Seder B'Tshuva, it's elevated. It's a whole different mitzvah. It's the Gamrei different mitzvah, totally different Chalashay, different from the rest of the year. So that's the dimension of Tshuva. Tshuva this week is a different type of a Tshuva than Tshuva the rest of the year. We move into the next realm, to the realm of tefillah. So, you know, we spoke a lot yesterday in the Shia about qualitative and quantitative. At tefillah, during the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, what's Yesh Lachkar, Lom D'Shechakira? What's pshat in Meshmon Esrei during Aseret Yemei Tshuva? Is it quantitatively different? Namely, I added a few extra words. I threw in HaMelech instead of HaKel, I threw in HaMelech HaMishpat, I threw in Ksav L'Chaim, Zechreinu, I have Yidu Malkein, a couple of odds and ends, a couple of davenings, a little bit longer, Slichas is, I don't say Slichas the rest of the year, but now I do say Slichas. So is my difference between my tefillah during the Seder Tshuva just merely quantitative, in the sense of, okay, davening during the rest of the year, so from in to out, put it at 35 minutes, approximately. During the Seder Tshuva, I mean, depending on the size of Slichas that day, but even on the shorter days, it's got to be a good over an hour. It's very hard to get in and out in less than an hour. I mean, I guess maybe some people can. But most shuls can't get in and out in less than an hour during a Seder Tshuva. If you're doing that, so then you're probably not doing something right. So for both sides, that's the difference. That's the whole difference. Quantitative, a couple more words, a couple more seconds in shul, that's the difference. Or is it a qualitative difference? So comes the Ramban, this famous comment on the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvahs. The Rambam writes, there's a mitzvah tefillah the entire year. The Rambam's famous sheet is, there's a mitzvah in a Torah to daven every single day. What you daven, when you daven, where you daven, that's all midrabanan. You can do whatever you want. In a Torah, the mitzvah is to speak to the Ribbono Shel Olam once a day every day. The Ramban says, no, it's not true. There's no mitzvah to speak to the Ribbono Shel Olam once a day every day. There's a mitzvah, the Rabbanu Shemon Esrei, three times a year. But midaraisa, that's not the mitzvah of tefillah. What is tefillah diaraisa, says the Ramban? Tefillah diaraisa is be'es tzara. How did the Ramban know that? It's a parashat chumash. Tkiyas chatzaitzis. You blow chatzaitzis, you blow the silver trumpets in the base of Mikdash. What are you blowing silver trumpets for? You're going out to war. What are you blowing trumpets for? But to gather the troops? That's the gathering the troops. You gather the troops other ways. What are you blowing trumpets for? So the Ramban explains that the blowing of the trumpets is always a response to an eis tzara. It's supposed to be ma'or tefillah. It's a form of tefillah. It's supposed to get us going, to connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's supposed to get us started, get us minds thinking, to come closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's a way of calling out, crying out. The sounds of the chatzotis are like the sounds of the shofar. The shofar makes the sound of a cry. The chatzotis also make a sound of a cry. It's crying out to the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's screaming out to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what the tkiyas chatzotis is. So says the Ramban, if the Torah gives us a mitzvah to blow chatzotis be'es tzara, it doesn't just mean to blow silver trumpets and call it a day. The whole punchline, the whole point of the chatzotis is to get us to daven. Of course there's a mitzvah of tefillah be'es tzara. That's the mitzvah of tefillah diaraisa, says the Ramban, be'es tzara. The question is, what's called an eis tzara? So I understand the chisavo b'chomer bi'artzachem, it's not an eis tzara. I understand nebuchachmo and tzlan as a chayla, that's an eis tzara. I understand. Question is, do we really view this week that we're in as an eis tzara? And that's the ultimate litmus test for our amunah. Do we really think that it's an eis tzara or not? It depends how much you believe what you said in Rosh Hashanah. If you really believe what you said, V'rosh Hashanah Yechaseim and V'yom Tzom Kippur Yechaseimun, if you really, really believe every word of that piyut, if you really believe not just that piyut, but the whole davening, if you really believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is judging the world and what's being decided in Shemayim is going to impact us and our families and Klal Yisrael, the entire world, if you really believe Al Medina's Mehom, Oyeh that Eimucha is Tzara Dodo Mizo, it's a much greater race Tzara than the moment of war. And it's a much greater race Tzara than the moment of famine and the moment of illness. This is Eimucha is Tzara Dodo Mizo. There's all the Tzars, everything rolled into one. How does a person respond? It's a qualitatively different tefillah. It's not just that, yeah, daven a few more words, yeah, stay in shul a couple extra minutes, I gotta get up, gotta set that alarm just a few minutes earlier. It's different. It's a tefillah. It's a different type of a tefillah. All year long is a regular tefillah. According to Rabban, it's a derabbanan tefillah. It's a non-eser. This is a tefillah, say, tzara. So, if a person doesn't view his tefillah fundamentally, qualitatively different during this week, it throws into question how much he really believes in his heart of heart that this is really an Eis Tzara. So the last message we would want to get to the Ribbono Shel Olam is that we don't believe that it's an Eis Tzara. That would be the greatest bizarre namel. That would be tantamount to not being Chayzeh B'tshuva. If a person's tefillah isn't different this week than the rest of the year, so that's like the person who's not Chayzeh B'tshuva. Because what was the root of the chait of not being Chayzeh B'tshuva? The root of the chait of not being Chayzeh B'tshuva during this week is not that he's mevatel the mitzvah's tshuva. Is that he's showing the Ribbono Shel Olam that you're here. It's a loch partly that you're here. Either I don't believe you're here, or I couldn't care less that you're here. That's the root of the problem of not being chayzeh b'tshuva. That's the same root of the problem if the tefillah doesn't become transformed in a qualitative sense. And the same, really, the parallel is true, but it comes to tzedakah as well. The Gemara says in the beginning of Maseches Chulin that generally speaking, it's a very bad idea to take nedarim. A guy shouldn't promise he's going to give money for tzedakah. You shouldn't have any appeals. Everything should be bli neder. That's whenever we make mishaberach, we say bli neder. You don't want to get in shilas. Tov hashel lo tido mishet tido v'lo tishalim. Don't take nedarim. You want to give money, say bli neder. Don't ever take a neder. You're going to give. It's just a bad idea. You're going to forget. You're not going to give. The Gemara, Taisus quotes in the Beis and Maseches Chulin that there's one time when you're allowed to take a neder, and there's a mitzvah to take a neder. Mitzvah lido be eis tzara. There's a mitzvah to be noyed at tzedakah in eis tzara. How do you know that? From Yaakov Avinu. For Yidna Yaakov neder lemar. So Taisus quotes in the Medrash, lema means lema ladairis. Teach Klal Yisrael for all generations that when you're in eis tzara, Yaakov Avinu is eilach eis tzara kodem bizeh. He's running away from Esav. He's coming to Beis Lov. He's got tzaras on all ends. So what does he do? He promises to the Rebbe Shimon he's going to give tzedakah. So Tosis calls for the Medrash. It's a good thing to be known to be a star. That's okay. I'm not advocating that. I'm a nervous guy. So I still say believe that even during a Seras Mitzvah. But if you want to know a week during the year when it would technically be okay to be known there, it would talk to me now. But do me a favor, please. Because then you're going to forget and you're going to come crying to me and you're going to say you want to go to the Dharam and the Tzedakah, you want your money back. Do me a favor. Keep the believe that even now. But it's good. It's the Halach of Olam Haisa. If you really believe it's an Eis Tzara, then your tzedakah is a different kind of tzedakah. It's not just a tzedakah of oil. All your law is a tzedakah, it's a tzedakah. The tzedakah that's given now is it takes on an added dimension. It's a tzedakah of Eis Tzara. It's a tzedakah of Mavir Nisraq. There, it's a whole different chalashem, a whole different type of tzedakah. Once again, has that happened or not? That's usually the barometer of, well, how much do you relate to this time of year as being unique? Do you think that these days are just kind of, it's another week, it's a little bit of a short week, you know, it's not even that short this week, we don't even lose a day of work. You know, it's pretty much, you know, business as usual with a couple of extra tefillahs, business as usual with a couple of extra, ashamnus, business as usual with a couple of extra, you know, dollars, you know, for tzedakah. That's it. It's business as usual this week. If it's business as usual this week, then we missed the boat. We missed the tshuva tefillah tzedakah. Tshuva tefillah tzedakah is different this week. It's not only different quantitative, it's not just how much of the above we do, it's qualitative. The tshuva tefillah tzedakah of this week are indicative of how we really, what our perspective is on these days which are in front of us. So now we have mamash, almost a full week ahead of us. You know, in a certain sense it's easier, it's harder and easier, different years have different challenges, but you know, sometimes when you have Shabbos in the middle, so please don't misinterpret this. I don't mean Shabbos breaks up in a bad way, but sometimes it breaks up in a little bit the tziruf of the tshuva focus. Now you have straight this. Nothing else happening this week except for tshuva, tefillah, tzedakah. So there's no breaks. There's no getting ready for Shabbos. There's no Shabbos itself. There's no mitzvah Shabbos. No malach machzeh. There's nothing in the middle. It's just Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then there's much a Friday until you get ready for Yom Kippur. It's a straight now. Now it's a marathon. It's a marathon to three things: of tshuva, tefillah, utzadaka. Kadosh Baruch Hu should answer at tshuva, tefillah, utzadaka, which is tachabim, my venus rags here.